But mostly, she pondered on how best to utilise the small amount of fresh meat the butcher would deliver that day. Then she'd get to her feet, and with the warm water running from her skin, remove the plug, wrap herself in her towel, and step down onto a bath mat which was unpleasantly clammy after its heavy use on the previous evening. Pale sunlight, thin with February cold, was this morning illuminating the bathroom through a low window, frosted by condensation. Alice cleared the steamy mirror above the basin and peered at her reflection. Sometimes, particularly since her arrival at the farm, it had seemed strange to Alice that despite the huge changes that had taken place in her life, her reflection so closely resembled the woman she'd been before the progress of the war had so radically altered it. Her marriage had failed. Another woman had taken possession of her husband. Her home in Twickenham remained deserted and boarded up since a German bomb had struck the leafy suburban street in which it stood. Her son was at boarding school, spending only his weekends and holidays on the farm, where he shared his mother's attention with a diverse group of young women for whom she found herself largely responsible. Alice contemplated the oval face reflected in the misted mirror. The grey eyes were steady, the brows fine, the mouth good-tempered, and the dark